WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Last night's special meeting of the Bryan City Council lasted 4.5 hours, most of it before a standing room only crowd in the basement of City Hall.
Out of 29 public speakers, 19 were there about the location of a new Eastside skateboard park. The council unanimously approved Mayor Jason Bayansky's motion to pursue buying land instead of using city-owned land in the Park Hudson neighborhood. President of the Park Village Homeowners Association, Laura Nelson, among 9 speakers against a skate park.
And bottom line, we pay the taxes and youth don't.
Jason Downs, a 40-year-old skateboarder from College Station who was on Bryan's advisory committee, took offense to the opponent's comments.
I think it comes down to certain people don't want kids over there. And that's pretty sad. You know, if we can't coexist and co-mingle in parks, I think it's sad when we can't do that. But I'm constantly fighting stereotypes all the time, and I'm hoping that this isn't one of those, but it feels like it kind of is.
The council then decided on 2 options for the municipal golf course. Voters in November might choose to keep it for golf or turn it into a super park. And the mayor said before the council meets again next Tuesday, something else might happen, which he declined to elaborate. 8 of 9 speakers about the golf course wanted a super park. The majority, including Mark Posada, says the city needs more ball fields.
A community the size of Bryan deserves to have a decent ballpark. You know, we're talking about giving the kids something to do. They become disengaged, you know, after they hit 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. We want to keep them out of trouble. We want to give them a positive place to go. So I think that Super Park would be a great place to do that.
The council started at 5 p.m., could have gone later than 9:30 had Rafael Pena not had to go to work. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The 2014 United Way of the Brazos Valley Community Campaign is underway. President Allison Prince says several employers have already started their drives. 21 agencies in the 7-county region receive what are called community impact grants. Prince says volunteers are still invited to assist as loaned executives.
We call them our hands and feet in the community. We have myself and one other person in our building that's actually dedicated to trying to raise money. And it's a 7-county region that I talked about. It's 5,500 square miles or something like that. It's a large area. And so our loan executives are volunteers that help us be liaisons between United Way and the company. So it just expands our reach.
The state employees charitable campaign that United Way administers will start next month. United Way board members are also available to meet with employers and community groups. More information is online at UWBV.org. Local authorities have video as they ask again for your help to catch vehicle burglars. You can see it online at WTAW.com. In the last 2 weeks, there have been at least 31 vehicle burglaries in College Station south of Deacon and west of the freeway. That includes 3 on Tuesday in the area where a suspected home burglar was shot on Wild Rye, 2 blocks north of Brian Bachman Community Park. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a possible connection is being investigated.
We're certainly looking into any possibilities. Anytime we come across somebody who's involved in property crimes or burglary crimes, we certainly look to find out if that individual is involved in any other offenses. And so that'll be part of the ongoing investigation.
Items taken in the grab-and-go vehicle burglaries included spare keys that were used to steal 2 vehicles. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine.
find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, it will continue mostly sunny and hot, just some scattered clouds around. Temperatures 94 to 98 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies and warm, low temperatures 74 to 78. Not much change for the weekend weather as well. We'll stay mostly sunny, very hot on Saturday. Temperatures well up in the 90s, mid to upper 70s at night, and sun with a few clouds around on Sunday, 95 to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 11 minutes after. And now, what was our high yesterday, Patrick? How'd we do? You know?
We didn't quite hit 100.
Oh. When is this going to happen? You know what I'm saying?
Probably this weekend, based on what I'm seeing.
All right. Well, we'll see how all that goes.
I think by definition, it was freaking hot.
Well, yeah. You know, if you're part of it, that's one thing. If you're inside, and you know. Jay Sokol, how many hours did you spend inside yesterday?
Almost entirely inside yesterday.
Yeah, and
I mean, I did have to walk from the building to the car.
Oh, what a hassle that can be.
It really was.
Yeah, but in the meantime, it's nice to have an air-conditioned world. So have you ever imagined, do you know anything about, remember the magic eight ball? Ask the question,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Inside, you know how many answers there were inside?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. There were at least eight.
Yeah, there were 20, actually.
Oh, my gosh. There 20. Were that many.
There were 20. It's a 20-sided die.
Oh,
which...
the Dungeons & Dragons ball.
Okay, yeah. You just jacked the nerd quotient of this show up by about tenfold.
Yeah, your elf and magic is
yeah.
way up.
Hijacking the nerd world. Actually, there are 20 sides to the die that's in there. 10 of them have yes. 5 of them have no, and 5 of them are wishy-washy. So,
what was the liquid inside?
You know, I don't know what that was.
Water with blue food color.
I think it's the same thing that you sanitize the combs at the barbershop.
Do they still do that? I think they use a UV light now, don't they?
Yeah,
some of them.
That's
right. I just. What do you mean, some of them?
Well, I don't know. I felt like I saw it once, but maybe not.
It could be. And how often do they change that? You know that and again that. You'll remember, right?
Yes.
You were here when we did that, right? We did a... There used to be a deal where... Was it the TV station would ask Roy to ask a question?
Yeah, well, it started out with Ask the Coach.
That was it, and what they did...
With Tony Baroni,
yeah,
right? The basketball
right.
coach.
And they used Roy, who was our barber, I believe, at Redmond Terrace. And so we just decided it'd be a lot cooler if we just went and asked the barber questions. And so what we did is we went to Baroni, and he recorded the questions so we could have Roy answer them. It was funny,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was very funny.
Yeah. Yes. Amazingly, yeah. Tony did it without cussing, which was even more amazing. But he did. One of the things they asked is, you know, what was that blue stuff? One of the best questions he asked Roy is, what did you really want to be?
That was just rude.
What a great question.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
It was. This is good fun. So we did ask the barber, and we wish we could find that, but we can't. But that reminds me, we ought to plug what you've put up on your Facebook page. Is that
oh,
right?
Yeah. I unearthed some old promo liners cut by Paul Harvey back in the early 90s, back when I was across town at a different group of stations.
Oh, you can say it. Nobody listens. It's okay.
Back at KORA, back when I was country. So, and he very efficiently mispronounced my name. So it was such a thrill to have him say my name, but it was even better to have him mispronounce it.
Hang on just a second.
Are you going to pull it up?
No, can you do that? And it was, and you know, they do these, and... We had Rush promos that I think we lost.
KORA, Wildcut number 1.
Okay, here we go.
Brace yourself.
Yeah.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey inviting you to join me mornings on 98 Country KORA. This is the way to wake up in Bryan College Station. You got award-winning news with Jay.
You want
Sokol,
more?
No. Let me. No, you talked over it. Now you got to go back.
I got it.
Now you got to go back. Okay.
You got award-winning news with Jay Sokol. Chip Howard has sports. Meteorologist Troy Kimmel has the weather, and Ernie and Roy, and Paul Harvey.
That's enough.
What an all-star lineup that was.
Yeah.
I remember Troy Kimmel,
Jay Sokol, and Chip Howard, and Troy Kimmel.
Two of the three gainfully employed, though, right? All right, so anyway, let's move on from there.
Oh, I brought a very bored guest.
Oh, did he?
Jared Donnelly, and patiently standing by. Jared is our historic records coordinator with the city of College Station.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Is this your first visit with us?
It is.
Okay, well, see, now you'll know that you never know what you're going to follow here. So we like to kind of do freeform radio. Project Hold, I think we know about that, but go ahead and tell us what Project Hold would be if people do not know.
Yeah, Project Hold is the city's digital database, basically the archive. But instead of a physical collection, we have a digital collection. Easier to save it, a lot easier to work with, and saves a lot of space.
Sure, sure. So now this is not only written word, but spoken word as well?
Exactly, yeah. We have a whole bunch of oral histories, so interviews done with different people from the community from way back when, but also a lot of folks who have come and gone from the community and a lot of veterans as well.
Sure. And, you know, again, I'm a big believer in this because when you have residents who are actually older than the city, you need to capture that as soon as you can.
Absolutely.
Is there something that you're trying to do to reach out to people who might have oral history or something that they'd like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a big program right now. We just kicked off a new oral history project targeting veterans. Now, we already have a pretty big collection of veterans. Most of the stuff was collected in the 90s and the early 2000s, so we'd really like to update that. So anybody who is a veteran who'd like to come talk with us, we would do an interview. Transcribe that and that interview, not only the oral, so the audio portion, but also the written transcript would be put online. And we're specifically targeting veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, so our most recent veterans in the last decade or so.
Okay. And again, pretty easy. Now, do it at your place, their place? How does that work?
We can do it both ways. Certainly have everything set up over at the offices, but also if you know somebody would rather you know do it at their home, wherever they're more comfortable, not a problem at all.
Okay. Now, and if folks want to access any of this information, where do they go?
Well, we've been able to sort of blast it on our local media stuff with through the city. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the city website and look up Heritage Programs, there'll be a whole page there about what we're doing with Project Hold and with Heritage Programs. But you, of course, can always contact us. The email to contact us about the interviews or anything to do with Project Hold is Heritage Program, just program, not plural there, at cstx.gov. Or, of course, you can just give us a call, 979-764-3491.
And likewise, as people come back to town maybe to take care of parents and they're digging through stuff, they find old photographs or old documents and things like that, this is something that y'all can digitize and you can put in a database for them?
Definitely. Okay. Most of that stuff we take on loan. So bring it on in, you'll get it right back. We'll scan it so it's preserved for forever and get it back to you. And so therefore, you can anything you can find in the attic that you think somebody might have interest in, bring it on by and we'd love to use it.
Yeah, big deal, good deal. Have you seen We've Never Been Licked?
Yes.
Yeah, think about that. I mean... Fred Mertz was in College Station. You know, think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're having this little meeting off campus. I'm thinking, well, there's Fred Mertz. He may have been in a house right down the street from where I am right now.
Yeah, maybe not.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right, what else you got?
Well, the filing deadline is, August 18th, I believe.
For what?
For those who would like to become a candidate for College Station City Council.
It's not as fun as it looks.
Well, the pay's not as much as you think.
Yeah. The meetings can be long.
They have been before.
I'll say that. You don't have to.
But what a way to give back to your city.
That's right.
So if you'd like to find out more about that, please go online, cstx.gov/elections, or just stop by City Hall and visit with the folks in our city secretary's office, and they can tell you all about it.
There you go. Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
John Deere 5DE Series tractors are the definition of utility. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a 5045D utility tractor and save $2,500 or get 0% financing for 72 months. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Stocks may start out higher. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures have staged a full recovery. They're modestly higher as Wall Street prepares for the Friday session. Analysts say investor sentiment improved after a Russian news agency reported Moscow is looking to de-escalate the tensions with Ukraine. Workers were more productive in the spring. The Labor Department says productivity increased at an annual rate of 2.5% in the second quarter. It was a modest gain, suggesting businesses relied on employees working longer hours to meet rising demand. McDonald's restaurants not seeing their customers as often. McDonald's says last month's sales for U.S. outlets open a year or more were down a little more than 3% from July of last year. The owners of 189,000 General Motors sport utility vehicles are being told to park the vehicles outside until faulty power window switches can be replaced. GM says the switches can catch fire. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com, MyFreeYP.com, MyFreeYP.com.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Today, the story of a little tech company that everyone forgot. And now it's back to change our lives. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
If your family's like mine, they storm through the kitchen looking for snacks like they're clear-cutting a forest. All that's left is a trail of empty chip bags and cookie crumbs. Then I feel guilty. I can't let them eat all those fatty, sugary snacks loaded with chemicals and artificial flavoring, but good luck getting anyone at the Commando household to eat healthy snacks. Then I discovered NatureBox.com. This is the ultimate snacker's paradise for people who love snacks but care about what we eat and feed our families. They've got over 100 delicious, nutritious, guilt-free snacks, but my fave so far are the chili lime pistachios. Order a bag of chili lime pistachios in your first Nature Box and then email me because you know you're going to love them. So let's review. Go to naturebox.com/Kim. Select the snacks you want delivered to your door and enter promo code Kim because I've got half off your first Nature Box order. That's right, 50% off. And they ship your snack choices free to your door. Go to naturebox.com/Kim now for 50% off. naturebox.com/Kim. That's naturebox.com/Kim.
Here's the story of a small tech firm that made big headlines back in 2012. Ubeam, as it's called, claimed to have found a way to charge smartphones, iPads, computers, all kinds of devices with no wires. Naturally, this generated lots of attention and hype. Big money firms instantly invested. Then Ubeam went completely silent. The webpage was neglected, never updated. Employees spoke to no one. The world moved on and Ubeam was forgotten. Until last week. Seemingly out of nowhere, Ubeam emerged with a fully working prototype of a wireless charger that can charge all the gadgets in your house at once. It converts electricity into sound waves you can't hear. A small unit attached to your device converts the sound back to electricity. Look for it in stores in under 24 months. Read more about how this technology works, along with the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com.
That's KOMANDO.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, it doesn't take much to remember what it used to be like back when I was about 70 pounds heavier. Hard to move, out of breath after climbing the stairs. Couldn't fit in many restaurant booths either. Not anymore, though, of course. Not after a couple of months on the Active 8 weight loss plan developed by Michael Steelman, MD. You lose weight quickly and easily and without hunger or cravings. And you keep it off. That's important, that you keep it off. I have for over 3 years now. Call them. Tell them Chaz told you to call and get a very special cost savings price right now. It's the doctor's office diet plan that you can use at home. Try it. It worked for me, 70 pounds worth. Just tell them Chaz told you to call, and you'll save 25%. That's a good thing. You can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. Martha was not impressed. It wasn't going to happen, and that's all there was to it. And her son knew better than to try to force the issue. He'd learned years ago that when Mama said she wasn't going to do something, then by gum, she wasn't going to do it. Most everyone else in the world thought it a great honor, but not Martha. She was something of a simple yet regal lady from the Midwest. She had spent the better part of her now 70 years married to a farmer and raising children, all of who became farmers. And that included her son, who was a successful farmer himself for more than a dozen years. But that was before he lost his mind. That's what Martha used to say about what her boy did. He lost his mind. What other reason could there be for quitting farming and doing what he did? Now, back home, Martha was known as a good woman and as loving and giving as anyone, I guess you could say. Oh, she did have one little thing that kind of stuck out about her. She was still rather cranky about the outcome of the Civil War. You see, Martha was a Southern sympathizer. She was not a proponent of slavery, mind you, no. She really didn't think that anyone should own another person. But she thought there was probably better ways to do away with slavery than fighting a war. Now, what really stuck in her craw was the way the people of the South were treated by the Yankee invaders after the war ended. Carpetbaggers. They took property, farms, plantations, and equipment. And more, they even took what little dignity the people had left. And there was one man to blame for all of that. It was that criminal up in Washington, D.C. Yes, she meant President Abraham Lincoln. She really thought that he should have stopped what was going on in the South. Yes, they had lost the war, but now even what little they had left was being taken away by the worst of humankind. And now, nearly 100 years later, Martha was not going to have it. When she was invited to the White House for a visit, and it was suggested that she sleep in the Lincoln bedroom, she adamantly refused. Most people consider it a great honor to be invited to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom, but not Martha, and she didn't do it. It's a little-known fact that Martha Young is the only person we know of in the 20th century who ever refused one of the most prestigious honors of all time, to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom. But refuse she did, and she didn't much care that her son, Harry S. Truman, had just been elected President of the United States, either.
Cement with an IQ. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Cement and concrete are ubiquitous materials in buildings, bridges, and roads. Engineer Vinod Vidu is Director of Strategic Initiatives for the company Oceanit. They produce a material called nanite that contains microscopic sensors that can be mixed into cement. The resulting material can detect and measure motion, pressure, and other factors. Vidu says one application is smart roads that could eliminate weighing stations.
Imagine a road that you don't have to go through a static scale. You can actually drive by, which is made of smart cement or smart concrete, and it can detect which truck it is. And it can also give you the weight of the truck as it goes by.
He says it could also report on hidden structural damage in bridges before they fail, or underground gas wells before they leak. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
WTAW News Time, approaching 8:30 right now. It's 79 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council issued unanimous votes last night on what's next for the municipal golf course and new skate parks.
Mayor Jason Byinski received backing for a citywide referendum in November to let voters decide whether to keep the golf course or turn it into a super park. Byinski also hinted at a third option that might be revealed before the council meets next Tuesday. Eight of nine public speakers told the council they want the super park, including a local Little League president, David Gott.
Speaking on behalf of the parents' concerns that I've gotten feedback from this year, every year it seems like they see these parks like College Station, that it's city run, Franklin, Mumford. Their facilities are a lot nicer.
Byinski also led the council decision on buying land to build a new skateboard park on Bryan's east side. That's after hearing from nine Park Hudson homeowners, including Patricia Lance, who are opposed to building it off Boonville Road between the dog park and the BTU substation.
We don't want the park in our area. We walk our dogs in the park. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It will be disruptive. The wildlife will be disturbed, and we don't want it there. And we do pay our taxes, and we do vote.
Several high school and college students among the 13 speakers supporting the Park Hudson site included Brian Lister.
You see the large amount of kids here. How often do you see kids at city council meetings? That's a sign that they really want it there, and a lot of them can't drive. So the Park Hudson location, that'll cater to Austin's Colony, Tiffany Park, Copperfield, and even kids on 1179.
Byinski says he knows of four privately owned lots, including one in Copperfield, that the city might be able to purchase. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If the winner of the state controller's election this November is Glenn Hagar of Katy, there's someone already interested in filling the remainder of his term as state senator. State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham sent an email to supporters Thursday that she will make a formal announcement next Tuesday of her interest in the Senate seat. Kolkhorst has served in the House since 2000 in the 13th District, which includes Washington, Grimes, and Burleson counties. Hagar has three opponents in the controller's race to succeed Susan Combs. Budget proposals by Republicans in the U.S. House are not adding to the federal deficit. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Democrats, on the other hand, want you to believe what he calls tax extenders or many tax reform items will be a detriment.
I think exactly the opposite is true, because those encourage more business activity, and because you have more business activity, you have more revenues to the federal government, or you have more economic activity and therefore more revenues to the federal government.
Flores says the loss of federal revenue from tax reform will be more than made up from increased economic activity.
Unfortunately, the Congressional Budget Office doesn't score it that way, but that's the way American families score it, is thinking, okay, if I get to take home more of my money, then I am better off, and it allows me to become part of a healthier economy. And, you know, ultimately they want to pay more activities because they're making more money.
The House is considering $155 billion in tax development credits, $90 billion to expand child tax credits for higher-income families, and $2 billion in enhanced tax deductions for businesses. United Way of the Brazos Valley has started this year's community campaign, which benefits 21 agencies in the 7-county region. President Allison Prince says at the same time is the start of the annual review of those who receive community impact grants.
We just finished year one of our 3-year grant, so reports were due from the agencies just the other day. So in the next few months, we'll be looking over those reports. We'll be pulling back together some of those community volunteers to look at those and evaluate, are we making the impact? And this isn't to say, is the agency doing what they're supposed to be doing? That's not what the point of this is. It's to really say, are we doing the best with the money that we should be?
Between the community campaign and the state employees charitable campaign that starts September 1st, Prince says they are working with 167 companies and more than 10,000 contributors. Video has been posted of a person inside a College Station home garage and breaking into an SUV. That's one of more than 30 vehicle burglaries over the last 2 weeks. All local law enforcement is asking for help in catching suspects and reminding you to remove valuables and lock your vehicles. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says most of their cases involved unlocked vehicles.
I know that last year over 100 of our car burglaries could have been prevented by locking their door.
McKeithen says locking doors to vehicles, garages, and homes is a quick crime prevention tool.
If it's locked, a lot of times they will move on. So remember, it takes thieves only 30 seconds to break in your vehicle and steal your valuables, but it only takes you 30 seconds to pick those up and lock the door and take them with you.
At least three recent vehicle thefts in College Station were the result of finding spare keys found in unlocked trucks and SUVs. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is 836. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, it will continue mostly sunny and hot, just some scattered clouds around. Temperatures 94 to 98 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies and warm, low temperatures 74 to 78. Not much change for the weekend weather as well. We'll stay mostly sunny, very hot on Saturday. Temperatures well up in the 90s, mid to upper 70s at night, and sun with a few clouds around on Sunday, 95 to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, almost every big city resident has had that moment, finding yourself on a strange block in an unfamiliar neighborhood late in the evening and wondering, am I in a bad situation? Well, now there's an app to answer that question.
Should I run?
Well, again, if you have to ask the question, don't you think you need to turn around and go back to someplace that's better lit or something? You know what I'm saying?
Near.
Are there 20 answers?
Yeah. Yeah. Sketch Factor. Sketch Factor, a navigation app that crowdsource users' experience along with publicity that is available to rate the relative sketchiness of certain cities, certain areas in major cities. The app will launch today. For iOS devices, I guess, Droid at some point. But again, I don't think we have to worry. Bryan College Station is probably not in there. But.
No, there was a similar app a while back because I remember people got upset that it was actually causing people to avoid areas, just lower-income areas, I believe, just out of hand.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it would reroute your walking directions is what that's what it was.
Bad algorithm then. They were just using the socioeconomics, is that it?
I think so.
Okay. Just
so
economics.
As a result. Hey, you can usually get some pretty good food some places where the surrounding area may not be exactly where you would want to live, but nonetheless. Now, you did a fine job on sports today.
And I forgot something again.
Well, no, I don't know that you forgot it. I just don't know that you were necessarily aware of it because they haven't been talking about it a whole lot. But it is rather interesting. It has to do with the marketing of the Army National Guard. The Army National Guard announced yesterday they will drop their sponsorship of NASCAR and IndyCar teams in 2015. Huh? Significantly constrained resources and the likelihood of further reductions in the future call for more innovative and cost-effective ways of doing business, as Major General Judd Lyons, he's the acting chief of the Army National Guard.
That's one of Junior's sponsors.
Army National Guard said that it has spent $44 $1 million on car racing sponsorships. 32 of the Dale Earnhardt Jr. and 12 for Graham Rahal, is that his name, in IndyCar. That is a lot of money.
Yep.
The move draws sharp criticism from a Republican in the heart of NASCAR country. Well, of course it would. Thank you, Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina, wanting to let us know. And again, as happens so often, they say it's somebody from the other party causing this to happen.
Of course.
Quote, I am deeply disappointed that extreme political pressure from the administration and Senate Democrats led to an irresponsible decision to end the Army National Guard's partnership with our motorsports industry. Republican Richard Hudson. I'm sorry, Representative Hudson. The president and the Democrats are not responsible for every bad decision out there. You know what? There's some Republicans who make those bad decisions as well.
Yep.
But instead, the success of the National Guard using professional motorsports to recruit young men and women has been proved and well documented, he said. So anyway, Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, glad that they are not going to be spending their money that way. Now, for her part, her spokesperson has to run out there and issue the statement that says, Claire is a NASCAR fan and loves the National Guard. Dot, dot, dot. But spending tens of millions of taxpayer dollars on recruitment programs has signed up zero recruits and has been abandoned by other branches as ineffective, and it just makes no sense. So, and again, I kind of think I agree. I mean, I don't know that they, I don't know what the numbers look like, but the idea of spending money for something like that, that's an attention-grabbing amount of money, I think I have to say.
Well, I can see a smaller sponsorship, but I can tell you because I do watch some NASCAR, when I say they're a sponsor, they own the Earnhardt car.
Yeah.
It is the National Guard car. It's not like it's a not a primary sponsor.
Yeah.
Which is buckets of money.
Yeah, see, and I don't know that there's a return on investment for that. I mean, I don't care what you're talking about. There's all sorts of ways that you can advertise if you've got unlimited resources.
Sure.
But we're not talking unlimited resources here. I mean, I think we're talking in a situation where they do need to pick and choose exactly how they do that.
Absolutely.
And, so, I mean, I think there are other ways that they can reach those folks and let, I don't know.
Well, they were a sponsor of the shindig we just did here in town. The Olympics.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, the Games of Texas?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, again, I think that's much more viable when it comes to something like that. So, anyhow, we'll see all that. But see, what's going to happen now is Representative Hudson is going to make it really difficult for people to sign up for the National Guard in his state so he can come back in 2 years and say, see? See? This is the reason it happened.
Neener, right. Neener, neener.
That's right. Let's hear it for Wayne Roney. Wayne has resigned as the ceremonial mayor of Gosport, Hampshire, England.
Because?
He's the ceremonial mayor, okay, of this place. Well, because he was installed as the ceremonial mayor, and he and his girlfriend decided they'd go pub hopping to celebrate his new election.
Hooray.
Flow like you would.
Yeah, but he got so drunk.
Oh, boy.
That they were banned from every pub in town.
Oh, boy.
Ew. And there's 36 of them.
Whoa.
Did nothing wrong. Got up on social media and blamed the predicament on just the fact that people were angry at him. So now he's had to resign. So he was mayor for one day.
Bless his pee-picking heart.
Yeah, really.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the Design Center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Howdy, Ags. This is Laurie Corbelli, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggie volleyball team.
Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we're excited to get back on the court and play in front of the 12th man, the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $65. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you'll join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this fall. Gig 'em!
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW got a high of near 99 or maybe 100 coming up, so I know you'll want to enjoy that. No mention of rain in the forecast.
Said our high was 96 yesterday.
Really?
At the airport.
Later on, it seemed to feel warmer than that. But
the heat index was way up to 103.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. PetInsurance.com released 2014's list of wacky pet names. Wacky pet names. Isn't the whole list, but these are some of the stranger ones. For dogs, there was Peanut Wigglebutt.
Peanut Wigglebutt.
I mean, do you really yell that across the park when you're there with your friends?
You just Peanut.
Yeah.
Had a family member name a dog Peanut so they could nickname it Goober.
Very nice. There's Sir Hog Knucklehead. Sasha Bigopotamus Fierce.
All right.
Yeah. I like this. Otto Van Long Dog. Guessing that was a dachshund.
Van Long Dog. Yeah.
Zippy Doo Dog. Zippity Doo. Zippity Doo Dog.
Zippity Doo Dog.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Air Bubble McMuffin. Hamburger Patty.
Okay.
Angus T. Brackencrack. Mr. Buddy Pickles. And Waffle Dots.
Those would be a lot of fun to say, especially across a crowded dog.
Waffle Dots?
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you want to be going into the vet and saying, okay, what's your dog name? Waffle Dots. Really?
I'm sorry, what?
That's right. For cats, Snuggles Butlally. Okay. Count Flufferton.
All right, yeah.
Katie Purry.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah. Walter Cronkat.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Joy Banana Pants. I like this one. Felix Thunderpaws. Nutty Kitty. Senior Meow. Sassy Brat Cat. And Purr-cilla.
Goodness.
Out of that, I like Catty Purry and Walter Cronkat.
Thunderpaws is pretty cool,
and
though.
Yeah, the Thunderpaws thing is okay, because here they come at you, without a doubt. So look for that. Clueless pickpocket busted after attempting to steal from two off-duty police during a flag-lowering ceremony at Tiananmen Square. Don't you check it out ahead of time? Don't you watch them just to see? Former Detroit Lions quarterback Scott Mitchell will be one of the biggest loser glory day. It's a special season that will feature 20 former athletes who have kind of let themselves go. And they'll compete to see who can lose the biggest percentage of body weight, because America, you won't see that. The new season begins September the 11th. Another former Lion, that would be Damian Woody, weighs 388 pounds, will also be on the show.
Hmm.
Hello.
And I thought I had weird names for my dogs and cats.
Do you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Rolls Royce Merlin V12.
No, whoa.
Aircraft.
That's an aircraft engine.
Yeah.
Okay. But what do you call them? I mean, when it's
his name's Merlin.
Okay.
Ferris Unicus.
Oh, okay.
He's a Samoyed.
Okay.
And Spirit of Texas. The other one's this Lady Ferguson, and then the Kilmowski is our.
I love it.
Kilmowski.
That's
awesome.
That's good. Thanks.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the Design Center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kilmowski. That's awesome. I really like that. Of course, you know, it doesn't matter what you call a cat anyway. They're just going to look at you. Right? Oh, strange college traditions. Strange college traditions. Residents at MIT's Baker House drop a piano off the roof of their dormitory to celebrate drop date, the last day a student could drop classes at the Institute. Oh, I think I was there at that time. I want to say that I saw that hanging from a building. I'm not sure. I knew they had something hanging off one. But again, they got a lot of engineers there. They're liable to be doing anything. University of Chicago runs the largest scavenger hunt in the world each year. Over the years, the list has included things like building a working nuclear reactor. Okay. Freshmen at St. Andrews University in Scotland given a warm welcome in their first weekend by throwing beans and foam over them.
Oh.
Foam could be a lot of things. Foam of what? Candidates at Carnegie Mellon University are allowed to paint a low concrete wall in the middle of the campus as long as they can paint the entire wall between midnight and sunrise using only a paintbrush.
Whoa.
The original wooden fence made the Guinness Book of World Records for being the most painted object in the world. Okay. At 10 p.m. on the night before the finals begin, Minnesota's Carleton College students stick their heads out the window and give a heartfelt, or desperate, primal scream. On Saturday before Halloween, pumpkins are dropped off the tallest building at MIT. See, they do. They drop stuff off MIT. The more I think about it, maybe it wasn't a piano hanging off that building. Maybe they just... It's like Letterman. You know, you drop stuff off.
Just to see what it does.
Well, right. I mean, you know, just because that's part of the entertainment factor. Pittsburgh State in Kansas, which is the alma mater of Coach Fran, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
The Gorillas. Actually, I don't think it was his alma mater. It was his first coaching job.
Yeah, oh, coaching. Okay, well, okay. That and a buck and a quarter will get you a cheap cup of coffee. Anyway, there they have a 100-plus year tradition of professors bringing apples for the students. Just saying. Strange traditions among college. The average one of these is now 51% shorter than it was 10 years ago. What is it? A phone call. A phone call.
That's because nobody talks on the phone
anymore.
That's
right, 51% shorter than it was just 10 years ago.
Everyone wants to cook healthier nowadays. And what could be healthier than cooking with olive oil? Well, 100% pure virgin pecan oil. It has only 9.5% saturated fat compared to olive oil, which is 4% higher. And you can find this heart-healthy oil as close as Royalty Pecan Farm. Virgin pecan oil can be used for grilling, baking, frying, and as a butter substitute. And there are no additives, preservatives, or stabilizers. Pick some up today at Royalty Pecan Farm on Highway 21 just west of the Brazos River, or find it online at royaltypecan.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, gang, if you hadn't heard, Suddenlink has signed on with the SEC Network. We are all primed and ready to go for its kickoff on August the 14th. And, of course, Aggie kickoff then is on the 28th against South Carolina. So if for some reason you don't have Suddenlink, now's the time to make the switch. And now actually is the best time to do it and bundle and save with the Big Switch event from Suddenlink. With Suddenlink, you get the SL200 HDTV, 15.0 internet, home phone, only $30 per service when you bundle it all together. With that, you also get the 30-day We Promise Money Back Guarantee. You don't like it? You move on. No contract on this one. You're not locked in forever. Get Suddenlink's best product lineup ever by switching today, or you can stop by because they're local and they're right down the street on 29th Street. It's 4114 East 29th Street. For more information, you can find all the good stuff online as well at suddenlink.com. I've been a customer for a long time, and they've done me right the entire time, contract or not. So go find out for yourself by calling 1-800-915-1866 and switch up to Suddenlink.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so here's the question. Whether you use your phone or a GPS device for directions, keep your hands on the wheel. Distracted driving laws can be tricky when it comes to GPS devices.
They have a new thing that I actually saw like at Walgreens in the As Seen on TV thing.
Oh, yeah?
It clips to the steering wheel to hold your phone.
Okay.
So as you're heading in a straight driving direction, you can see your GPS without having to completely look down away from everything.
Wow. What happens if you have to turn a lot? What if you're on that street, Lombard Street in San Francisco? That probably wouldn't work.
Well, then you should probably make the decision on turning right or left at the bottom of the hill before you get on the street.
Don't you have the audio thing, though? You know, that's what I'm saying, because I let it talk to me.
Oh, the turn-by-turn?
Yeah, I let it talk to me that way. The police don't necessarily need to see the device to suspect that it's in your hand. Not having both hands on the wheel could trigger a stop now. You need to fool with your device. You're best to pull over to a safe area first.
Yeah, right.
By the way, did you know that mounting your phone or GPS on your windshield is illegal in 28 states?
Really?
Yep. Other states do allow it, but have detailed parameters as to where on the windshield or the dash is acceptable. If you're traveling through different states, it's a good idea to keep your device off the windshield just in case.
So you have to look down and cause. Yeah, that's perfect.
Again, that's why you do the turn-by-turn thing, let it talk to you and do that kind of stuff. But it used to be there was a time that it was not smart to put that thing up there because the little suction cup made burglars know that
you had
one.
Yeah, exactly.
Nowadays, since you can have them so often in the phone itself, it's not that big a deal. But at the time when those little puppies were fairly expensive, it was something you needed to worry about. All right, here we go. Ways to burn off that beer that you just drank. Ways to burn off that beer that you just drank. Don't want you to feel guilty about drinking beer. I mean, it is part of the summertime, Texas ritual just about all the time. But nonetheless, don't feel guilty about it. We just want you to know that here are 10 ways to get rid of the calories. We don't do 10, we'll do 9.
Okay.
9 ways to get rid of these calories. The calculations are made. Well, hell, this doesn't help. It's for a 130-pound woman, and I'm neither.
Oh, well, please.
Just saying. Anyway, jog for 22 minutes. Swim laps for 19 minutes.
And this is for one beer?
One beer.
One beer?
Play golf for 28 minutes. Just be sure to carry your own clubs. Nobody carries their clubs anymore.
I do.
Okay. Go on a 44-minute canoe ride. Bike for 19 minutes. Go on a hike for 26 minutes. Play 22 minutes of tennis.
Well, see,
that's 22 minutes of tennis, that'll wear you out. Come on.
Well, and I'm thinking a hike or a bike. It depends on where you are. Because in Colorado, that's a hell of a lot different than a bike ride in the Brazos Valley.
You're right. Yeah, it could be worse because it's, it could be up and downhill and also the thinner oxygen.
That's what I mean.
The thinner air. Go for a casual 44-minute walk. Join a volleyball game for 51 minutes. That sounds like a lot of work just to drink a beer. I guess that's the point.
Uh-huh. Fall into fun with Brian Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your baby active. There are also articles on back-to-school safety, effects of chemical additives, and dealing with concussions in children. Plus, find a family-friendly calendar of events. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The British government cracking down on greasy cheeseburgers. A Morrison's supermarket commercial showing a woman eating a burger that's been banned after only one broadcast. In the ad, the young girl removes the lettuce, the onions, and the tomatoes from her burger before eating it, according to the British Advertising Standards Authority. The girl's actions, quote, suggested she was not going to eat the salad later, end quote, which prompted, of course, the poor nutritional habits and the unhealthy lifestyle. The Advertising Standards Authority decided to pull the commercial after concluding it condoned poor nutritional habits or an unhealthy lifestyle, especially in children. Getting to be like us, nanny staters over there. Just letting you know, this date in 1899, A.T. Marshall of Brockton, Massachusetts, patented the refrigerator.
Yay!
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Keep those beers cold.
1974, Richard Nixon announced his resignation effective the next day. Wow, that Watergate thing. And in 1988, the lights were turned on at Wrigley Field for the first time, making it the last Major League park to host
and
night games.
I was there.
Well, there you go. The day it happened. Cool. All right, we're back on Monday. WTAW College Station.